From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The House passed a bill on Saturday that would bring a state income tax to Alaska for the first time in 37 years. The vote sends it to the Senate, where leaders oppose the tax. House Speaker Bryce Edgman says the Education Funding Act is needed to prevent rural communities from suffering.
The way I view it, we do a partial plan this year. We're going to cut the like amount next year and probably the year after. And we really are going to see a lot of schools shutting down. Where are those students going to go? That'll be the question for tomorrow.
A single person with no children earning $40,000 a year would pay about $600 under the tax. A married couple with two children and $100,000 in income would pay about $1,500. Eagle River Republican Representative Dan Sadler says the tax would harm the private sector.
Let's call this for what it is. It is income redistribution. It's taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots.
Governor Bill Walker praised the House for passing the bill as part of a plan to balance the budget. The tax would close a quarter of the gap between what the state spends and what it raises. But the bill faces a difficult path in the upper chamber. Senate President Pete Kelly says it will receive a fair hearing, but he also says the idea of taxing working Alaskans during a recession is, quote, absurd on its face. A downtown fire Saturday night shut down part of Seward Street and smoked out a building that houses multiple stores. Firefighters were busy searching for the fire source while a small crowd watched. Assistant Fire Chief Ed Quinto said firefighters were able to respond quickly and clear the building. There were no injuries. He said construction underway in the building could have facilitated the fire spread, but firefighters quickly contained it. Capital City Fire Rescue Chief Rich Etheridge says the fire started in art such photography and digital imaging.
The building's balloon frame construction, and the fire's in the walls at this point, so they're trying to determine if the fire started up high and fell down and kept burning up, or if it actually started down on the ground floor.
Etheridge estimates about 30 firefighters responded. He said fire marshals would investigate the cause. Chief believes damage was limited to the building housing the photo shop. The emergency vehicles cleared out a little after 9 p.m., but Art Such was in for a long night. The smell of smoke hung in the air. From under scaffolding on the sidewalk, a neighbor handed Such some plastic bins. Wearing a headlamp in his dark store, Such said, "There's not much to say other than this sucks." Alaska authorities say a man has been taken into custody after he fired off shots, prompting the shutdown of the only highway taking traffic south of Anchorage. A 15-mile stretch of the Seward Highway was closed Monday morning as Alaska State Troopers responded to the scene around Girdwood, about 30 miles south of Anchorage. The man's name was not immediately disclosed. And the Wasilla Republican, who left the Alaska Senate's Majority Caucus over concerns that not enough was being done to curb state spending, still could play a role in how the budget looks. Senator Mike Dunleavy's departure from the caucus left it with 14 members. That could be an issue if the Constitutional Budget Reserve is needed to help cover state expenses. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org. I'm Jeremy Shea.